Amarok was pacing restlessly along the crest of the frost heave, as if something were about to happen. His eyes shot to Silver, then to the gray wolf Miax had named Nails. These glances seemed to be a summons, for Silver and Nails glided to him, spanked the ground with their forepaws, and bit him gently under the chin. He wagged his tail furiously and took Silver's slender nose in his mouth. She crouched before him, licked his cheek, and lovingly bit his lower jaw. Amarok's tail flashed high as her mouthing charged him with vitality. He nosed her affectionately. Unlike the fox, who met his mate only in the breeding season, Amarok lived with his mate all year. Next, Nails took Amarok's jaw in his mouth, and the leader bit the top of his nose. A third adult, a small male, came slinking up. He got down on his belly before Amarok, rolled trembling to his back, and wriggled. "Hello, Jello," Miax whispered, for he reminded her of the quivering Gusak dessert her mother-in-law made. She had seen the wolves mouth Amarok's chin twice before, and so she concluded that it was a ceremony, a sort of hail to the chief. He must indeed be their leader, for he was clearly the wealthy wolf. That is, wealthy as she had known the meaning of the word on Nunavak Island. There, the old Eskimo hunters she had known in her childhood thought the riches of life were intelligence, fearlessness, and love. A man with these gifts was rich and was a great spirit who was admired in the same way that the Gusaks admired a man with money and goods. The three adults paid tribute to Amarok until he was almost smothered with love. Then he bayed a wild note that sounded like the wind on the frozen sea. With that, the others sat around him, the puppies scattered between them. Jello hunched forward, and Silver shot a fierce glance at him. Intimidated, Jello pulled his ears together and back. He drew himself down until he looked smaller than ever. Amarok wailed again, stretching.